I occupy, all by myself, the largest room with the best view. Do me the justice of recognizing that I offered Genevieve to give it up to her, and that I would have done so if Dr. Lacaze had not been afraid that the damp of the ground floor would be bad for my bronchitis. Otherwise, no doubt, I should have agreed, but with such resentment that it is lucky I was prevented. I have spent my whole life making sacrifices whose memory poisoned me, while it fed and fattened those kinds of grudges that time strengthens. The taste for squabbling is a family heritage. My father, so I often heard my mother say, quarrelled with his parents, and they died themselves without ever seeing their daughter again since they turned her out 30 years earlier. She founded the family of those Marseille cousins whom we do not know. We have never known the reason for all this dissension, but we took the hatred of our progenitors on trust, and to this very day I should turn my back on any of those little Marseille cousins whom I met. One cannot avoid seeing his distant relations. One cannot do the same thing with his children, with his wife. There are such things as united families, no doubt, but when you think of the number of households in which two human beings exasperate one another, disgust one another, at the same table, at the same washbasin, between the same sheets, it is astonishing how few divorces there are. They detest one another, and still there is no getting away from each other.